Life is so busy that the importance of water in our lives can become easily hidden. Unfortunately, it is when water becomes scarce that we recognize how important water really is. John Steinbeck's Pulitzer Prize classic, The Grapes of Wrath, depicts the many tragedies created by the Great Dust Bowl of the 1930s. The story of the Jodes family struggle is still remembered today through childhood memories of some residents living in Northern California. Today's segment is part of the series titled Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. A close friend of mine, Marcella Hart, grew up in Oklahoma during the 1930s. Her memories as a little girl were filled with excitement and curiosity of the life that rain generated on her parents' Oklahoma farm.
What I really remember was when we would go in the springtime out to what we call the old truck farm, and we'd gather everything from the corn to the green beans to the tomatoes and all those things to take home. And you didn't have a freezer. You canned them. But I guess I was around between 5, 6, around in there. And it was like being in touch with the realness of life. And everything was so lush and so great, so wonderful and plentiful. And then the next year, all of this was literally dust.
The dry conditions slowly evolved beginning around 1930. The drought reduced the success of what used to be a bumper wheat crop and caused farmers to readjust to milk cow ranching and thistle harvesting. The record drought years were 1934 to 1936. High temperatures, dirt storms, tornadoes, and even brief but heavy rainstorms were experienced throughout these years. By 1935, the unusual became the usual. The extreme became the norm, and the exception became the routine. Marcella, now 6 to 7 years old, and her family found a way to leave Oklahoma and head for California.
I had two brothers that had already moved to California, and they had a job. And one of them had married even and had a home. So we had a place to go to dwell for the time being, and we had guarantee of food and till we could find work for ourselves. If you didn't have that, it was just overwhelming the way that the whole state of Oklahoma was headed for California. And they had to, I guess. They had to turn them around and send them back. But water was the governing thing, and everybody dreamed of those grapes growing on the vine and those wonderful vegetables coming through. People could almost taste it as they were traveling and whatever they could find that had wheels on it. There just was no way out, like for my own father, who wound up trying to commit suicide in the whole thing. There were no jobs available. The truck farms that we'd gone out to, I saw them plowing them under. The ones that could come in that had money from other states and what have you, taking over because it couldn't last forever. So they were taking advantage of picking stuff up that others had to lose. So desperation and unavailability of the necessities of life. It just without water, you've lost the connection for what makes it all tick.
The drought of the 1930s, coupled with the Depression, created a domino effect of circumstances. Food became scarce. No paying jobs were available for much of the population. Water was limited in volume. And sickness impacted nearly all families. The Great Dust Bowl sabotaged the way communities attempted to cope in a parched environment that hovered over the states of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.